The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, so we sort of have football starting tonight. And not so good, Dallas Keuchel. Let's do this. It's a One of the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
Wednesday.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master, if you want to get in. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. If you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a fun show? Hoffman, you're supposed to answer that.
Percent 1,000?
Okay, good. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, I'll go 80%. There's always a chance that a fire alarm breaks out and ruins my mood.
And goes for 24 minutes. So there's always that possibility.
Hmm.
Or that suddenly we go off air for no reason.
Yeah.
That's always a possibility.
Who needs that?
So I'd say there's about we had one disaster yesterday, so we're not going to have another fire alarm today, right, Zhong? There's absolutely 0% chance of that?
I wouldn't put it at zero.
Yeah, it's never zero. You know where we work, bro?
Well, I'll go with a 1% chance it happens.
Okay.
Because it should be.
If you say so.
It should be thoroughly tested by now.
Okay.
After 25 minutes. So if you listened to us at 6 o'clock yesterday, you pretty much heard the fire alarm the entire time.
Okay.
But can we arrange that they're not going to do tests during our show?
No.
I mean, I love Joel and Barry, but let them deal with that. I think that's more up their alley. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports. What's going on with you, man?
Not much. I'm kind of excited for a little preseason football, believe it or not.
I don't want to say I'm excited because it doesn't feel like real football, but
it's the closest thing we've had in so long, though.
But I want to see, I want to see Deshaun Watson.
I do too. I want to see him. I want to see Deontay Foreman. That's what I'm most interested in. Those two guys.
And
how Watson does, because obviously he's not going to be out there with the ones. He's not going to have the best receivers. So,
who are the best receivers, Fred?
Well, Hopkins.
Is that based on last year or years before last year?
Well, he's the best one on the team. Even last year, he was garbage.
Okay.
But and he'll have the number one offensive line. He won't have the number one offensive line either, which always...
That's scary.
Yeah, because some of these cats...
Because if the number one offensive line ain't great, what's the number two look like?
Number two. Yeah. But no, I'm excited to see him on the field, and you know, we'll see. I think... Yeah, I hope he plays well, but it doesn't really matter because it's preseason. But the reality is...
I hope he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, well, if your quarterback doesn't play well in a preseason game, that's always a sign that he's not close to ready.
Okay, what are the odds, since it is Wednesday, that a quarterback is injured tonight?
Well, it's just the one game, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about a Texans quarterback.
A Texans quarterback? Well, because it's Savage, who gets hurt about 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. I'd say 50%.
Mm-hmm. 50%. Okay. That's scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I would say he's not going to play the whole game, but he never does.
No. But, I mean, if he gets hurt, then you're in a situation where there's no safety net, there's no parachute. It's sort of like the Cowboys were last year with Dak.
It's like, he better be good.
Yeah. Like, Romo got hurt, and then who was their backup that got hurt after Romo got hurt?
Kellen Moore.
Yeah, Kellen Moore. So, those two guys get hurt, and it's like, okay, well, I guess this is where we're at. You don't want that. I mean, Dak worked out, and that was great. But that's not the ideal situation, you know, obviously.
No, the perfect situation would be Savage starts the year, doesn't completely suck, does well enough to where they're winning some games, and when Watson's ready, you can put him in.
I find it kind of odd that they, you know, they've already put Deshaun on the depth chart ahead of Brandon Weeden. Like, I just feel like if I had a rookie quarterback that I wanted to protect, I would say he's third on the depth chart, at least like to start the preseason. And then if he wows people, you know, that seems like then you move him up, you know, week one, even if you have to, like, if you want to sit a quarterback and you want to scratch Brandon Weeden, okay. But it just seems like for your first preseason game, my depth chart would have my experienced guys on the top and then my rookie at the very bottom.
Yeah, although if he's as far along as they say he is, you want him with the twos.
Yeah.
And so, and again, that's something we're not going to know until we see. You know what Brandon Weeden is. We've seen Brandon Weeden's act. So, yeah. I think it's probably a good sign, if you ask me, that he's going to be with the twos.
Well, what's funny is Brandon Weeden's more accomplished than either one of those guys.
That's true.
It's almost like I'd almost trust him out there with the ones before anybody else, but I know that's not what they're thinking.
Don't start disrespecting Tom Savage now.
I'm sorry.
Tom Savage is the next Tom Brady.
That's right.
They have same first name. It's going to happen.
It's got to work. His name's Tom.
Yeah, and he wasn't a high draft pick. Look at all the similarities. The only difference is Brady kind of showed that he was going to be really good right off the bat when he got thrown in, and Tom Savage hasn't.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. That's the only difference between the two. They're the same guy.
Tom Brady won a Super Bowl when he was called on to take the reins, and Tom Savage has yet to throw a touchdown.
But this is his year.
It's time.
He's been a preseason All-Pro.
What are the odds he throws a touchdown this year?
This year?
Yeah.
64%.
Okay.
Because if there's a 50% chance of him getting hurt, he may never get a chance to throw a touchdown pass.
So it has to happen this year, right?
It has to happen. He needs to stay healthy for the entire preseason, and then it probably needs to happen in the first couple weeks. But, yeah, but that red zone offense of the Texans is so creative.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to throw 35 touchdown passes this year if he stays healthy. And three interceptions. That's going to be Tom Savage.
Okay.
35 and 3. I know you're excited for that.
Okay.
And that's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
No, it's not a guarantee. That's Fred Fowler being sarcastic. Man, did you watch Dallas Keuchel get lit up last night?
You asked me if it was important to see something good out of him. I said yes, but I was just being sarcastic. I said, no, I don't care. If he gives up 8 runs, it's no big deal. So, and sure enough, he accidentally gave up 8 runs last night.
I don't think there was anything accidental about it.
You think he went out there and purposely gave up 8 runs?
No, I don't think there was any accident that he was getting lit up.
Oh, okay.
Because I think at this point, you got to start being a little bit concerned. And they asked him if he was healthy, and he said,
yeah. Concerned? What do you mean concerned?
Well, because if you recall, they asked him if he was healthy, and he said, yes, he's fine. Well, he said that all last year, and remember what he was last year. And if you've got 2016 Dallas Keuchel back, or 2015 Dallas Keuchel back, you're not going very far in the playoffs.
Right. So, well, it wasn't a good sign.
No, but apparently George Springer has been activated from this.
Yep, he'll play tonight.
And hopefully he can go in and pitch 5 innings.
Tyler White goes down. Hmm. So, yeah, that was a disheartening thing to watch last night for sure, because you'd like to think that that Keuchel's on his way to being himself, and last night was a pretty obvious example. And it's not like the White Sox are a good hitting team. You know, that wasn't some murderer's row that just went out there and crushed him.
No.
That's not a very good baseball team, and they beat him up a little bit. So.
And his location was not good. And that's something he's known for having just great control, painting the corners, getting guys off balance that way. Boy, he had some really weak pitches that just hung over the plate last night, and that he's just not going to win like that. And when he was at his worst last year, that's what it looked like. 713-780-ESPN. 409 says, what are the odds Keuchel was upset they didn't pick up a pitcher because he knew he was the same before he went on the DL?
We talked about that. Yeah. I don't think if Dallas Keuchel felt like he was going to be 100%, I don't think he'd be that worried. If he felt like Lance McCullers was going to be 100%, I don't think he'd be that worried. But I think that he, I mean, I don't know that he knew he wasn't going to be himself, but anybody who's on the DL for that long, that extended period of time, can't feel like, oh, I'm just going to come back and be my same dominant self that I was before. It usually doesn't work that way.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. And as you know, shopping for electricity rates, it can be tough these days. But Tri-Eagle Energy, they're trying to make it easy for you. Signing up is simple and fast. There's no hidden fees. There's no interruption in service. Take advantage of their new low 12-month rate. You can lock it in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. When you get home, compare that offer to your last bill. In fact, if your usage is about 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, which is that's average for HOT, hot Texas summers, it's hot and you know it, your total bill could be around $170. If you're paying anything more than that this summer, switch now. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. And don't forget to use that promo code ESPN to lock in that great rate. It's TriEagleEnergy.com or 877-93-EAGLE. PUCT license number 10064.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, The Blitz is back on a game day. Texans-Panthers game day today. Sort of game day. It's preseason football, but it's technically, I guess, a game. We'll be watching, mostly because we want to see what's going on with those guys. Particularly Deshaun Watson. We want to see what's going on with him. And I guess Tom Savage, too. We want to see what's going on with the new Warren Moon and the new John Elway. I think the fact that they're both on the same team is going it's going to be very exciting. And basically nothing can go wrong. Let's take a call from David. David's got a What Are the Odds call. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that the Astros actually make a push in the playoffs this year after everything we've seen so far?
Man, I feel like the Astros are they've still got to be one of the favorites in the AL. I mean, when you say make a push, I assume you're making it to an ALCS or a World Series. I still think there's a 50% chance as constructed that they're good enough to make it to an ALCS. And I think there's probably a 35-40% chance they're good enough to make it to a World Series as constructed. But I thought the goal this year was bigger than that, was bigger than making a push in the playoffs. I thought this was a team that should be going all in and trying to win the World Series. They've decided not to. That said, I mean, there's still Justin Verlander sitting out there. And every time Dallas Keuchel has a start like he did, it probably makes that option more appealing. You know, if I'm Jeff Luhnow and I see Dallas Keuchel struggle again and again, I'm thinking, maybe this is a guy that could help us out. So I don't know. I don't know that they'll do it. But as constructed, I still think they're 50-50 to make it to the AL Championship Series. So that's not bad. It's just not as good as I think they could be.
Texter says, this is the second game back and y'all are ready to panic. It's going to be a little slow because first it's the third game back. It's not the second. It's going to be a little slow because he hasn't had a lot of time. If you had a lot of the ground balls were hitting to the shift last night. I'm not saying he didn't get lit up, but it's a little too early to panic.
Well, okay, that's fine. How long did we give Lance McCullers when he came back from the DL? Was it 7-8 starts and he was bad in all but one? I mean,
Yeah, and first off, nobody's panicking. I'm just saying, should you be concerned at this point? And yeah, you should be, because he's been hurt, and he's not been good since he came back from the DL, and neither was McCullers. Neither one of them have looked close to what they were. And if that doesn't concern you, then sorry, you're just being silly.
Let me ask you this. If either one of them was pitching at the level they were pre-injury, how much better would you feel? I mean, you'd probably feel a lot better about your chances if even one of them was pitching the same way he was at the beginning of the season.
Oh, absolutely. And at some point, maybe one of them will.
But right now, they're trading time. They're trading time on the DL. And when one's on the DL, the other's pitching poorly. Then the other one comes back from the DL and pitches poorly while the other one goes to the DL. It doesn't inspire confidence, I'll tell you that.
No, and I just think if you're not a little bit concerned at this point, then you've got your head buried in the sand.
That's, I mean, it honestly, go back to the beginning of the year, and I mean, Dallas Keuchel looked like he was a lock to win a Cy Young this year. That's not happening now.
No.
And it's not like, I mean, listen, his ERA is still sub 3. He's got a 9-2 record right now. The sky isn't totally falling.
But it's not 9-0 with an ERA under 2.
Right. The trend is not what you want to see right now. And you go back to what he was doing at the beginning of the season, and it's like, man, and maybe this is just sort of some coming down to the mean. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, maybe he wasn't supposed to be a sub 2 ERA guy. It's hard to ask anybody to be that over the long period of time. But the regression that you're getting now, it's not a great time for it, because you've gotten it from both those guys since they got hurt, and you didn't make a move to add insurance for those guys in case that happened.
Which is something that we talked about all season long, and that's okay. They didn't listen.
Yeah, whatever you thought of Sonny Gray, and I know there's a lot of Astros fans who are like, Sonny Gray's not that good. He's just, you know, and that's fine. Whatever you thought of him, he was a nice insurance policy. It sure would be nice to have that guy, you know, if come playoff time, and I don't know that it'll be this way, but if come playoff time, Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers are not themselves, it would be nice to have someone like that.
Well, they got plenty of time to turn it around. I'd just like to see some signs of turning it around.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for.
Dallas Keuchel's his starts before the All-Star break, 14 earned runs total. That's strong. That's in
above average.
11 starts. His 3 starts since the injury, since he came back from the injury on July 28th, 14 earned runs. So he's given up as many runs in his 3 starts back as he did in the 11 starts that he made prior to going on the DL.
Alejandro asks, you think Keuchel is performing like this to put pressure on the front office? Absolutely not. And I've seen a bunch of people speculate on that. Guy's trying to make money. He's not going to go out there and blow up his ERA with 8 runs on purpose just to get them to go get another pitcher.
Yeah, his ERA before the injury, 1.67, now sits at 2.87. That's a big jump in 3 starts. And like I said, 2.87 is still phenomenal, but it's going the wrong direction.
713-780-ESPN. Trevor asked per NFL Network. Watson says Savage has been helping him through the whole process. What are the odds this is a good thing? What are the odds it's a good thing that O'Brien's helping him? I don't even know if that's a good thing. We'll find out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, happy to take your phone calls.
Nestor says, what are the odds that AJ's reference has Savage as Moon and Watson as Elway? My reference the Warren Moon Deshaun Watson reference is not mine. That's a John McClain reference. So I haven't seen Deshaun Watson practice. I haven't seen Deshaun Watson touch a football other than a highlight since he played in the national championship game. So I haven't been out at the Greenbrier. I don't know what's going on. But John McClain has, and he says that he looks like Warren Moon. So pretty good.
Yeah,
Warren Moon was good at sport.
I'm not there. I've tried to talk to a few people who are there, and they've all said he's looked great, but it's practice. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Someone three asking any word on how long each quarterback will play tonight. I don't know, because when O'Brien was asked that, he gave one of his non-answers. Like, just depends on how the game's going and how many plays and that kind of stuff. So there's not a real answer for it.
Yeah.
Let's try a phone call. Andy, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
What are the odds that Jamie Lannister's dead? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I don't think Jamie Lannister's dead, because I still believe Jamie Lannister is going to kill Cersei at some point. I feel like he's the guy. And, you know, Cersei always had that prophecy that her younger brother was going to kill her, and she's always thought it was Tyrion. I don't know which one of the twins is older between Cersei and Jamie.
I'm sure she was born first just from that hair. She just looks older.
She does look older. So if Jamie's her younger brother, I think she's probably
8 minutes older than him, at least. Maybe and nine.
I've thought for a long time that Jamie's going to finally just kill her. So if he is dead, I'll be disappointed, because I think he's still got that big job to do.
He's not dead. 0% chance.
Yeah, Jamie is younger.
Okay. Jamie is younger?
Yes.
How about this, though? We've talked about Cersei's chances of being on the throne at the end. We've talked about Jon Snow, Daenerys, obviously. Those seem to be the three front runners in most people's minds. We've talked about the White Walkers, or the Night's King, sorry. What about Jamie? Is that possible?
I'm sure it's possible. I kind of think it...
Hasn't he kind of turned around and become a... I don't want to say a hero, but he's no longer a villain, right?
Well, I that's why I like so many of these characters. It's not cut and dried.
Cersei's a villain. There's no question about whether or not, like, she's a... if you're watching that show, there's no, oh, I feel so bad for Cersei.
But she's turned, too, because you did feel bad for her at one point when she had to walk through the walk of shame.
Not me.
I felt bad that she wasn't groomed, but I think
they usually don't wax you when you're in prison.
There's times when she was, especially church prison.
Yeah.
But
you mind if I get a Brazilian before I take this shame walk? That priest would have been no.
Well, they cut other hair off her body.
Yeah, but listen, that was like with just scissors. I mean, this is going to take a lot of work down there.
Yeah. You can't
just have a hack job.
They needed a lawnmower for that.
Yeah.
But, I say no chance Jamie's dead. I don't think, you know who I would give a better shot of sitting on the Iron Throne? Gendry.
Than Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's all these rumors are he's going to be back here pretty soon. And
yeah, I think he was seen on set.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Where's he been?
And plus he's in the odds. I guess we should check the Bovada odds again.
Well, he was like, the last time we saw him, he was rowing a boat.
Yeah. He was rowing away.
And I think he's going to come back to King's Landing. And I saw rumors that he might be actually forging all the weapons for the fight against the Night King, because he was a blacksmith.
Okay.
But I firmly believe that there's no doubt in my mind Jamie's alive. And
there's a better chance of that fire alarm going off again today than Jamie being dead.
Yeah, because they wouldn't kill a character like that in that fashion. It was kind of a cheap cliffhanger.
Does Gendry know he's a Baratheon, or is that like is he just walking around ignorant to all that?
Well, I think he figured it out when she was leeching him.
Okay.
And somebody told him that he has to leave King's Landing because they were killing all of Robert's bastards.
Yeah. Okay. And everybody kept telling him how much he looked like Robert. I'm assuming young Robert before he got fat.
Yeah.
But you never know. All right. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys. Summer means lots of foot traffic coming through your house. Now's a great time to clean your carpets and tile floor with Dirt-Free Carpet Clean. I didn't do any sweeping or mopping or vacuuming while my wife was gone. So that means my floors haven't been cleaned in 3 weeks. So what my wife said, we're going to call Dirt-Free. That's right. Get a summer special for a limited time only. Dirt-Free will clean one room free and give you $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's a room clean for free with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Do not miss this deal. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not the case with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE, give them a call. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean that room for free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Sports. Wait for you. Think that your love doesn't just come overnight, and I'm lost without you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let me ask you a question. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, by the way. What are the odds that the pay-per-view on McGregor-Mayweather isn't anywhere near what we think it's going to be?
I mean, it depends on what you think it's going to be.
Well, people were projecting early on that it was going to be the most purchased fight in history. I just wonder, with ticket sales not being that great, is there a chance that it doesn't quite do the numbers that they're expecting? Maybe Conor doesn't make $100 million?
I think their money's locked in. I don't know that it... we're talking about... to break the all-time record, we're talking about 5 million buys. I don't know if it'll do that. But if it does 4 million buys, which is 500,000 less than Mayweather Pacquiao did, it's still pretty good. It's still pretty damn good.
At 100 bucks a pop.
At 100 bucks a pop, yeah. So they're going to do okay on this thing.
Well, Floyd's doing his best to pump up the other side now. Did you see what he had to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chong's got it.
I want to say this. He's a lot younger. You know, when you look at the two on paper, when you look at myself and you look at Conor McGregor, on paper, he's taller, has a longer reach, he's a bigger man from top to bottom. A lot younger, so youth is on his side, and I've been off a couple years. So, and now I'm in my 40s. So, you know, if you look at everything on paper, it leans towards Conor McGregor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except for that 49-0 and that 0-0.
Well, he had some other stuff. He said, I'm not the same fighter I was 2 years ago. I'm not the same fighter I was 5 years ago. I lost a step. A fighter like Andre Berto isn't even supposed to go the distance with Floyd Mayweather. But remember, I was 38. It's obvious I'm slipping a little bit. To even let a fighter like that go the distance with me, I'm not what I used to be. I used to have a 90% knockout ratio. That's going way back, though. It's obvious I slipped somewhere. Something has taken a toll on my career. And I also think...
That's also part of the way he started the fight. Like he's not a risk taker anymore. He does, because he doesn't have to be.
Yeah, nobody can hit him. So, but this I also thought was interesting. This can't be a defensive fight. I have to go to him. I owe the public because of the Pacquiao fight. They weren't pleased with that. They're going to be pleased with this fight here.
He doesn't owe the public anything.
He doesn't care about the public.
Whatever I think he owes the public, he thinks that he owes them less. So, I know he's not worried about the public.
Squeeze in a call. Matt, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
I lost track of my thought when y'all started talking about that, and I'll just comment on it anyways, but all that you were reading the quotes from the interview with, what's his name, Stephen A? Mm-hmm. I think he's just trying to sell fights. He knows that his ticket sales aren't there, and he knows what he needs to do. And if he doesn't want to get hit, fact of the matter is, 40 years old or 33 years old, if he doesn't want to get hit, he won't get hit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also heard him say that he's doing this for all of Black America.
Oh, did
because
he?
Because Conor McGregor called him a monkey.
Oh.
And said, dance for me, boy. So he's made it he's making it a race issue, although boxing at its core is a race issue.
Like it always is.
There's we go out to these fights 4 or 5 times a year. There's whoever's fighting, there's you walk around the MGM, there's a clear division of who's cheering for who.
And it's not always racial. Sometimes it's nationality.
Yeah, yeah. But usually it is national.
But it is tied. It definitely goes against, on racial lines as well.
But if there's a black guy and a Mexican fighter, you're going to go through that hotel. You're not going to see many Mexicans wearing the black guy's T-shirt, and you won't see any black guys wearing the Mexico flag colors.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see too many Irishmen wearing Mayweather shirts.
That's what boxing is. Now, what I don't like is I drove to pick up my wife last night in Austin, and I listened to a little bit of the SB Nation, the national show. What's the guy? Matt Peralt, the guy that lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Conor McGregor, like Conor McGregor accidentally said something. Like when he, and I said, dude, I tweeted him. I was like, don't let Conor McGregor's aw shucks, like, oh, I didn't mean what I said thing fool you. Like when he says dance for me, boy, and he calls Floyd Mayweather a monkey, that's not on accident. Conor McGregor has done this this sort of borderline, almost blatant racist thing several times before. Conor McGregor is Americanized enough that he knows you don't call black people boy. He knows you don't call black people monkey and not have some sort of connotation to it. He's a smart guy, you know. So, like, and Matt Peralt was, like, trying to defend him. Like, oh, I think he's just – he's foreign. He doesn't mean it. And I'm like, dude, don't buy into that nonsense. Please don't. And by the way, you can go look at, like, reports of race-related hate crimes – per capita, and you'll see Ireland pretty near the top, particularly race crimes against those of African descent. Irish people typically don't love black guys. So this whole dance for me boy and Floyd Mayweather's a big stupid monkey, that's no accident. That's not him, like, a slip of the words. And by the way, not to defend Floyd Mayweather either, because he threw out the gay slur on his thing, and he knows what that means, and he knows he shouldn't be saying that either. So I'm not defending either one of these guys, but to act like Floyd Mayweather is this bad guy and Conor McGregor's some sort of shining light hero, that's not the case. And neither one of these guys are, like, good people.
One says he's taking his dad to Vegas for the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, and they have a meet and greet. Thomas Hearns, Eric Morales. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So staying at Caesars.
That's during the Mayweather-McGregor fight?
I think it's this weekend, actually.
Oh, okay.
It says, any advice? This is our first time in Vegas. I wrote a whole thing on my website that I just send people to now. That's basically every place that we go when we're there. Just HoustonSportsAndStuff.com, and just hit the search bar and search for Vegas. You'll find it. 832, what are the odds Mayweather has his first knockout against McGregor since he knocked out his wife?
Oh.
Well played. So I do think Mayweather's gonna knock him out. I think
he probably will. I think that it'll last a little while, and McGregor will get tired and he'll get sloppy, because that's what most MMA guys do when they get tired, is their technique starts to slip. And that's the difference between Floyd Mayweather and your average MMA striker, is Floyd Mayweather's so disciplined that even when he gets tired, his technique is still there. And that won't go away. Yeah, he's not going to stop protecting himself.
Somebody else brought up a good point, though. He may come out swinging early, but
who?
Mayweather. But then, as soon as, you know, if he takes a shot or it's not effective, he'll go back to his just be defensive and sit back and fight the way he always fights. He's not fun to watch fight. He never has been.
No,
he's a great fighter. I mean, and technically, if you like defensive fighting,
listen, he's a very talented guy.
Yeah, there's just no question.
Not my favorite watch.
No, but it's not exciting. I like knockouts. I'm like everybody else. Like, you know, I like people swinging, going after each other. That's why I like watching Canelo. Canelo's usually in there mixing it up. That's why I like Golovkin.
You watch, he fought on ESPN last week, was Vasily Lomachenko.
Yeah.
Who's probably the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, or at least in that discussion. He was a showman. He knocked a guy down. And this is—he's fighting a guy who's a—he's challenged for a world title before. This is not a bum. He knocks him down, then he stands to the corner and waves for the guy. Come on! And then he puts his hands down in the corner, and this guy is so afraid to go back this guy into the corner and engage him. Like that's what I like. I like a guy who's putting on a show. That's what everybody likes in boxing, but that's not Floyd Mayweather. But he wins. It's effective, and he makes money. That's all he cares about.
Lansing, I'm sure Bob Arum has some insight on this whole race.
He might have someone more out there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Bob Arum there. Even though it's not his fight, maybe we'll have a chance to talk to him while we're out in Vegas.
Yeah, he tends to wander around sometimes.
About the blacks and the Irish. We'll see what he thinks of both those crowds and how they spend their pay-per-view dollars.
Let's see. Brother Bear, what are the odds? Two for Tyson versus Van Damme would have been a better watch than Mayweather and McGregor. Somebody would get knocked. Tyson would knock him out.
See, Tyson versus who?
Van Damme.
Oh.
And will Helena make three kills? I think I'll put the over-under at one. She's still pregnant. So.
All right. I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions, guys. If you are wanting to spend more time outdoors, but your patio situation isn't ideal, maybe it's not enjoyable to be out there because it's an ugly, grayed-out patio, no worry. The guys out at Allied Outdoor Solutions, they've got you covered with carved stone overlay that gives you the look and feel of real stone for way less money than it would cost you to tear everything out and start over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. It's cool to the touch, unlike pea gravel, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up. If you want a functional concrete patio, cool, they've got you covered. You want an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover, you want to go big boy, they've got you covered on that too. You want something done at your business, no problem. They do residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder so many people have great things to say about these guys. They're 2015 and 16 Angie's List Super Service Award winners. This is a good business. You want to do business with these guys. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay today. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Friday is Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday. The guys are broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North just after West Canino. Come out, catch the live shows. Win great prizes and enjoy complimentary refreshments from Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. Also tonight, want to get your soccer on? You know what matters.
Soccer matters.
Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock. Best soccer show in the world. At least in English.
Yeah.
There may be some good ones in Brazil, but I can't understand them.
What are the odds that Texans have more regular season wins next season than Harden averages assists next season? That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to average 11 assists again.
No. I don't think the Texans are winning 11 games either.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'll go slight edge Texans.
Okay.
Because I think that James Harden drops back down to his – I don't want to say – I feel like the
well,
year –
Well, with Paul on the team, there's no way he's getting as many assists.
Yeah, I feel like the year before last, he was like 7.5 assists, and that I might be wrong. I'm just guessing off the top of my head. I think that was like a career high for him. I think that's kind of what we're going back to with Chris Paul on the high side.
Maybe somewhere in between there, which why that's a good question because I'm thinking maybe 8.5, which is the Texans over-under number.
Yeah, so. I'll go Texans 65-35.
Texter says RJ Bell said he'd jump on Mayweather -500. Right now my bookie has it -650. Still a good strategy. I would still wait closer to fight time. I think you're gonna get a better price than 650. A32 says, I can't wait until McGregor wins and shut you up, AJ. I hope you will man up and admit you were wrong.
I mean, I won't have much choice, will
well,
I?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not like...
But guess what? When he gets beat up, you think that 832 caller is going to text back and say, oh, guys, I was
not
a sucker.
Of course not.
I didn't know.
No, it's I bought into the hype. And I'm with AJ on this. I will bet McGregor, too, when he gets to minus 500. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll be the first one to say I didn't see that coming. Don't see everything coming. We are wrong sometimes. I don't think we're wrong about that, though.
In the words of Roger Mayweather, and I'll edit the words a little bit, most people don't know bleep about boxing. And all of a sudden, when a fight like this comes around, everybody likes to act like they know a lot about boxing. But most people don't know bleep about boxing. And the trolls come out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do know. More people, in fact, I would say now, are at least moderately educated on the UFC than are on boxing. I feel like boxing is a sport where the hardcores watch boxing.
Yeah, the UFC is more mainstream than boxing is. There's no question.
A lot more people know right now about Conor McGregor and what he's capable of, or what he's perceived to be capable of, than know about what boxing really pertains, like what exactly you need to win a boxing match. So everyone assumes it's going to translate great, and that's fine. But like I said, most people don't know bleep about boxing. And I'm guessing whoever that texter is doesn't know bleep about boxing.
Brandon says, what are the odds Arya has more season 7 kills than the Texans have points this season? I would say if you compare that to touchdowns, would be a better number.
Yeah.
Than trying to say points.
Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Because she's already got a pretty good total from the Frays.
Yeah.
She wiped out, I would say, 25 Frays probably?
That's putting it mildly, I think.
I think at least
like 25.
50? I think it was maybe more like 50, yeah. Okay.
I'll have to go back and watch that episode again to see how many were in there.
You can pause it and like count all of them?
Yeah, yeah. I do dorky stuff like that.
Yeah. If you watch it on your iPad, you could probably like circle them.
Yeah.
With like
I'd put a number on it.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research, and Gendry does know that he is Robert's son.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the books, he does not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think...
I don't care about the books. The books don't even matter to me, John.
Yeah, the books are never getting finished. I've come around on that.
Yeah.
I think in the books, they merged two of Robert's sons, like bastard sons, into... In the show, they basically made them into like one character.
Yeah. Well, in the books, and this no spoiler here because he never showed up, but there was another Targaryen. And I think they've kind of merged those into Daenerys. Because he was in the books, he was on his way to meet Daenerys and try to marry her and then go conquer the world. And then he instead decided to go to Westeros on his own. And that's sort of where it dropped off. So obviously he's just a big red herring. And so they didn't put him in the TV series. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Jesse, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
What are the odds Tom Savage gets hurt tonight? I'll hang up and listen.
I think we already went over that.
Yeah.
50%, right?
50%. That's the number.
I might go slightly below 50% because he's not expected to play a full game.
But when does he ever?
I mean, he's been expected to play a full game before.
Yeah, he has.
So I feel like without the pressure of thinking he has to play a full game, maybe he can last. But I'll maybe make it 48%.
What are the odds the Titans win the South? I
35%?
Yeah, I would say so much of the South depends on Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Because if Andrew Luck is truly on the pup list, and then I'd be worried about him being healthy even later in the year, then I think their odds are a lot closer to 45, 48%.
I honestly think that if everybody's healthy, let's just have a make-believe world where everyone's healthy, I think you can honestly make an argument that it's 30% for three teams and 10% for the Jags.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. But we know Andrew Luck's not healthy. And that, to me, is that's what raises the odds for...
Yeah.
Because then I think it's either the Texans or the Titans.
Yeah, odds go up for Texans and Titans if Luck's not healthy. Although we looked at the Colts' schedule through their first six games. And, you know, if they go 3-3 and or even potentially 4-2 in their first six games with Scott Tolzien... I mean,
it's possible they could go 3-3, and if they do that, I think they're...
They're in it as much as anybody.
I think they're doing fine.
Yeah.
But that's if Luck comes back and is the Andrew Luck from the past.
Right, which we don't know that he will.
Kind of like the Dallas Keuchel from earlier.
If he comes back and is Lance McCullers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, if you're watching the game tonight, you know what you want to drink. I'm setting you up for Carbach.
Oh. I didn't know I had Carbach here. Did you tell me Carbach?
You just said Carbach in your ear.
Oh. That's okay.
So you ruined a perfect setup there.
I thought you were about to go into Whitmire's. I was like, nah. Oh, man, you're going heavy on a Wednesday night. But yeah, Carbach's got something for everybody, guys, especially in these summer months. You don't want to drink something that's going to weigh you down. It's going to tire you out. Well, not the case with Carbach. They've got something fresh. They've got something light for you in these summer months. And whatever your flavor may be, they've got you covered. If you like the hoppy stuff, the Weekend Warrior is a nice, delicious hoppy pale, and it's really smooth. Goes really with anything you're going to be eating in the summertime. They've got the Staycation, which has got that touch of wheat at the end of it, but some really nice bright hops to it. And the Love Street, the Kolsch, which is turned into one of their best selling beers. They've got some seasonals out right now, like the Hop Delusion, which is one of my favorite beers that they do. And of course, if you are one of the guys who likes to go heavy during the summer months, that Nigel, the barrel-aged barley wine, is on shelves now, so you can pick that up. Whatever you're into for your beer-drinking taste, Carbach's got something for you. And remember, it's restaurant week or restaurant month, whatever it is now, is going on at Carbach Restaurant. Go out there and taste some of the stuff on their menu. They've got fantastic food there. It's not bar food by any means. This is a legit gourmet restaurant. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender, please make it a Carbach.